WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you just can't seem to stop doing something? That itch you gotta scratch, even though it's totally messing things up? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving into the world of addiction and compulsive behaviors. Those sneaky little demons that try to hijack our lives. But don't worry, this isn't some doom and gloom lecture. We're gonna arm you with tools and strategies straight out of the Stoic playbook. Because let's face it, life throws a lot at us, and sometimes we need a mental game plan to stay strong. First things first. Addiction and compulsions aren't about weakness. They're complex brain processes that can affect anyone. Think of it like this. Your brain is wired for pleasure and reward. When something feels good, whether it's scrolling through social media, biting your nails, or hitting the snooze button one too many times, your brain releases dopamine, that feel-good chemical. But here's the catch. The more you engage in these behaviors, the more dopamine your brain craves, and the harder it becomes to break free. That's why understanding the root cause is key. Often, these addictive behaviors stem from deeper emotional needs, boredom, stress, anxiety, loneliness. So, before you try to tackle the behavior itself, ask yourself, what am I trying to avoid? What feelings am I pushing down? This self-awareness is your first step toward freedom. Now, let's talk tools. Stoicism offers some powerful strategies for overcoming addiction and compulsive behaviors. One of the most important is mindfulness. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you feel that urge creeping in, pause and notice it. Don't judge yourself, just observe the thoughts and sensations. This creates a space between you and the behavior, giving you a chance to make a conscious choice. Another Stoic principle is acceptance. This doesn't mean giving up or resigning yourself to defeat. It means acknowledging your reality, that you have these compulsions, and choosing to respond to them with wisdom and strength. We can't control everything that happens, but we can control how we react. Think about it like this. Imagine trying to resist the urge to eat a delicious slice of cake while standing right next to it. You're probably going to end up fighting a losing battle. But if you step away from the cake, give yourself some space, and focus on something else, maybe go for a walk or have a conversation with a friend, your willpower will be much stronger. Remember, progress isn't linear. There will be setbacks. It's part of the process. Don't beat yourself up over them. Just acknowledge them, learn from them, and get back on track. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's struggling with nail biting. It started as a nervous habit, but now it's totally out of control. She feels ashamed, embarrassed, even frustrated with herself. But instead of letting that shame consume her, Sarah starts practicing mindfulness. She catches herself biting when it happens, takes a deep breath, and focuses on something else, the texture of her shirt, the sounds around her. It's not easy, but she keeps at it. She also recognizes that stress is a trigger for her nail biting, so she starts incorporating relaxation techniques into her day, yoga, meditation, even just taking a few minutes to listen to calming music. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts making progress. She's still working on it, but she's feeling more empowered and in control. So there you have it. Understanding the root cause, practicing mindfulness, embracing acceptance, celebrating small victories, and remembering that setbacks are part of the journey. It's not about being perfect, it's about taking one step at a time. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to overcoming addiction or compulsive behaviors? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to mental fitness. And remember, if you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for help. There are resources available, therapists, support groups, hotlines, that can offer guidance and support. You're not alone in this. Until next time, keep stomping towards that strong, resilient mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.